That was really weak. I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't come up with anything. I guess I'm not that vulgar. But, all right. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. I don't know. This place just gives me the feels anyway, and Jimmy and everything. And I don't know. Just thank you. I don't want to get all mushy up here right now. So they're all sad. And they are, as usual, I mean, I was like trying, but there's nothing good here. So I'm like working on a manuscript for 9 years, not really nine, but just forever. And so there are a lot of themes that you'll see, and I'm a little paranoid that it'll sound too repetitive, but I have a couple Zodiac poems that I thought I'd throw in for a little wild card. Got an Aries and a Virgo up in here. All right. So. Yeah. Oh, you too. Both of you. Oh, snap. I'm a Virgo rising, so I just very much identify. Anyway, I'll give you your horoscopes later. For I'm going to start with this poem that I actually just been working on for a long time and maybe finished. So you're the guinea pigs. It's called Summers in New Kensington. There's no place for memorial for the boy who drowns in the Allegheny each year. The old people shake their heads, chew on ice cubes in parking lots. In winter, we can't wait for summer. In this heat, we all dream of water. My stepmother sleeps in past 10, and I wait like a dog by the door. The neighbor kids might invite me to swim in their pool, an oasis in a backyard with no grass, just mulch and chlorine, and two black labs panting, their mothers screaming like a knife through the screen door. Here, something is always wrong. We listen like rabbits, learn to tell the difference between gunshots and firecrackers. My stepmother sleeps with her police scanner. It sizzles and ticks in static, in secret codes I don't know, slung over her headboard by a shoelace. In the next room, I am always awake with a nightlight. I'm afraid of stray bullets, that everyone I love will die. So I count the wood panels on the walls and the yellow rafters above, like pulling petals in urgency, like I need the answer to a wish I haven't learned to wish yet. Thank you. Does anyone, who knows who Don Draper is? Anyone? Okay. My dude. Anyway, I took this poem to a workshop with Dorian, and everyone in the class was like, you need to explain who Don Draper is, and I'm not going to, so you could tell her too. She actually didn't care, but all right. This is called Don Draper Poem. I don't need to sleep with you to know you are good. You are a good boy, Don. I'm sorry no one has said it before me. The forecast today called for rain, but the sun prevailed. Likewise, there are so many things I don't know. Like, how does one move forward completely? How does one not remain broken somehow forever? But I wanted to tell you, I wear my loneliness too, like a room with a view that I've never deserved. Sometimes I drink coffee, bitter without sugar, let the shower run too hot over my freckled skin. You're so lucky, they say, a cigarette swinging from their wet lips, and it's okay to say you don't get it. How it's not just the loss, but it hurts to win most, to work harder, to be better, and still not be enough. Sad. Damn, they're all sad. I'm sorry. All right, I'm just gonna roll through it. I'm looking at sadness like part of what I'm doing is looking like I've always been sad, like the sad kid, feel like a weirdo, an alien. I don't know. I make jokes about it all the time, but it's weird when you get old and you're still sad. And everyone's like, you're supposed to be happy now. Hey, you're happy. You got a house. You got this. Oh, happy. And there's no, and it's still like, It's like, okay, well, those things are great, but I'm still going to be this person. Sorry. I'm just a little less self-deprecating, you know. But anyway, it's called When I Get Sad Now. When I get sad now, I take a day bag. I get into my little red car to drive with no destination. It's not that I like to drive so much as I don't like to stop. I know it's not good for the environment, my carbon footprint, my odds of not dying in some unnecessary car crash. When I drive, I spend a lot of time thinking about airbags, the violence of suddenness, all the things I never saw coming. I imagine explicitly the dusty blow upon impact, how my glasses will splinter and crack into sharp acrylic shards punching through the skin of my face, my eyes. After Denise died suddenly, someone asked me if it was better or harder than expectedly. I didn't explain how she stayed in a coma for days or how her hands still smelled like the lavender face wash she used before bed or how her swollen brain had nowhere to go. At 16, I watched my dad die for months, fragment, yet no one used the word death. My mom taught me always to say I love you before I leave or hang up the phone. You never know. The last thing I said to Denise was a text that read, "It's hot as balls," to which she replied, "No shit." I don't know how to say I love you without meaning I'm afraid you will die. When I get sad now, the sadness is everything. That particular sky blue in late afternoon, the potholed streets I drive, the men in D.C. telling me what I can and cannot do with my body, the malignant masses I feel for every day in myself and my cats, the black and white of it all, I think I know. When I get sad now, it's not as much about me as it is about everything. Every day that I wake and say, this is all I can take, but somehow there's more. All right. How about a Zodiac poem? They're also depressing. So I've got this Virgo one, and then I've got a Virgo rising one. And I think I'll just read the Virgo one since it's for you guys. All right. I don't know. I'm just playing around here. So Virgo, you have traced where you begin and end already. At first, you are fleeting, flying, guts out, but still holding on to your insides. Inevitably, you will crawl over the wall and inside yourself, ancient city. Oh, the beauty of ruin, the tools you can use to never break through, never touch with warm hands the places he hurt you. You are the wall. You are the best wall. Thanks. All right, there's this poem, and then I think it'll be the end of me. This is to my second chiropractor. Listen, I'm old now. You don't believe it. I go to a chiropractor a lot, and I'm all messed up, and it's an experience. But anyway, this is called To My Second Chiropractor. I think about you tonight as I stand at the kitchen sink, flicking ice from the last of the freezer-burnt pierogies. I'm hungry and hunched over when my back spikes lightning, a caught zipper, and someone keeps pulling up. Fuck this, I think. I think I could go completely mad here, flat against the cold linoleum. It's past 9 and I'm pissed because I can't even make this atrophied potato atrocity without the tug of my body to remind me you are not in control. I think about all of us, all of your patients hurting alone inside of ourselves, how lonely it is to feel pain, to feel what no one else can see, to feel anything at all. Outside the kitchen window, it's raining so loudly the house might come down. And after all, I'm told the body is just a body. Crack of back, pop of bone, release of tissue, until we're all unraveling like broken things in your warm room. We come to you because you know that it's there, that pain is a place, detour, or disruption of muscle you can touch to, wince when you ask, what did you do? Thank you.